Okay, well, thanks so much for hosting, Laura. I appreciate it, and good evening to everybody on the line and also those listening to the recorded call. The recording has started. My name is David Litt. I'm a business development, sales and marketing consultant working with Dave Sandoval and Amy and the Purium team, and very excited about what we've got going on in the background for 2011. Big things about to happen for the company. Some really nice changes in regards to the branding and marketing and labeling and method of operation. And so actually it's been fun and exciting that the scope of my involvement with the company continues to expand as, you know, there are new things that we're identifying as ways to really improve Purium as a network marketing opportunity. You know, we're going to be talking tonight about enrolling people and getting them started right, and I think that's such a relevant topic here at the end of the year, as I'm sure all of you have some people that you have been talking to, and, you know, as we head into the New Year's, some of the biggest New Year's resolutions that people make are, number one, wanting to lose weight or be healthier, and number two is to make more money. So, you know, when we say that we're trying to help people with their health and help people with their wealth, it's not just a slogan. I mean, that's really what we do. That's all this business is about. And so as we head into the new year, it's prime time because people's heads will be in the right place. And so one of the things that's so important about enrolling people into a business is more often than not, it's about the timing of the prospect. You know, so you can say the same information and talk about the same products and the same opportunity and the same compensation plan in the same way to two different people. And if one person is willing to hear it and is in the mood and in the moment and focused on changing and helping their own situation, they're going to be very open to this information and hear it one way, whereas somebody who's really not open to change will hear it in a different way. And so that's why this is such a magical time of year right now, is because a lot of people are transitioning into that mode of, you know, I want 2011 to be an even bigger year than 2010. I want it to be a better year, and there's some new things that I'd like to see happen. And so, you know, talking to people this time of year going into the first of the year is a great time. It's a great time to be asking people to step up and seeing if they're ready and willing and able. So what we're going to do is talk about, you know, the enrolling process. We have our pipeline recruiting process. Pipeline, PIPE is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. And, you know, the enroll piece is a big piece of the puzzle. And so, you know, if you feel like you're a good communicator, if you feel like you are somebody who's comfortable with asking somebody to start this business, then you can be an enroller for yourself. And you can even be an enroller for your downline team. If you don't feel comfortable with those roles and responsibilities, it's imperative that two things happen. Number one is you get with somebody in your upline who is willing and able to do that for you and with you. Because if you're handing out samples and directing people to the website and directing people to the Thursday night conference calls and the three-minute message, and they're learning about Purium products and business, and then there's nobody at the end to help them enroll and answer any last objections and questions, then, you know, then you've kind of wasted the time of the tour because you never finished the tour. So that's important. And then also, you know, even if you don't feel comfortable right now in being a good enroller, it's important to learn those skills as you go, preferably through three-way phone calls or through live meetings with your upline enroller who's going to be doing that talking, so that you can start to learn what to say and what not to say. And so hopefully tonight I'll be able to help you and coach you, no matter where you are, to get a little bit better and to be a little more comfortable in having those conversations. And, you know, when you think about somebody interested in a business opportunity, the things that you need to answer for them, really there are only two things you need to answer for them. One is, will it work? And the second is, will it work for me? And they sound like the same question, but they're not. Will it work is mostly around the products and the stability of the company. So, you know, do I believe that these products work? Is there a big market for them? Do I believe that the company has the finances and the resources to be successful? And can I imagine that a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, this company will be in business? And those are usually pretty easy to answer in a positive way with Purium. I mean, we have our own manufacturing facility. The company has been around a long time already. Dave Sandoval is clearly an author and an expert in regards to nutrition. And that, you know, through the process, you've given them some product to try. And so from that, they should have had a positive experience. So the will it work piece is, wow, this is an interesting company with an interesting nutritional product or nutritional product line. So then the second question is, will it work for me? And that's a trickier question because it's less objective and more subjective, because that person, for their own purposes, needs to say, how much is this going to cost me? How much is it going to cost me every month? How much do I think I'm going to make? How much are you going to help and support me? How hard is this going to be? How much time is this going to take? So all of those kind of more emotional questions are coming up in their minds of, you know, is this something I want to do? So this may be a good nutrition product. This may be a good nutrition company. But is this something I want to do? And that's where it's so important to make it seem fun, seem easy, seem like a tour, and that you're not at all stressed whether they do it or they don't, but you're going to make it clear that you want them to do it because you think they'd be good at it, and that also it's important to know that they're going to be supported because you get paid more if they're successful. So, you know, that's an important kind of context in which you're going to be talking to this prospect, and you're going to start with asking questions. And so one of the companies that I worked with earlier in my career was Microsoft, and I was brought in as an outside trainer to help work with their top salespeople and really to figure out what was different about their top salespeople compared to the rest of their sales force. What were they saying? What were they not saying? And how could we translate, you know, the experience that a top salesperson had, and how could we experience it to the rest of the Microsoft organization? And what we found consistently was that the best salespeople were the ones that asked the best questions. The best salespeople were the ones who had the ability to come around the other side of the desk, make the relationship, and really get to the bottom of what the customer wanted. Now, the Microsoft products are obviously more complicated, and the sales were, you know, to big Fortune 500 companies and governments and all sorts of complicated software installations, but still, the process is the same, which is, if the prospect feels like you're on their team, if the prospect feels like you're looking out for their best interest and you're just there to share information and help them with the evaluation and due diligence process, they're going to feel very comfortable in letting their guard down and sharing a lot of information about what they're trying to accomplish. If they feel like you're trying to push something on them, if you're trying to, you have an agenda that you're trying to drive, then they're going to feel less comfortable. So ultimately, you're going to have to ask them if they want to join. There is a piece to this, which is important that you're clear about what you're trying to accomplish. But in the beginning of the enrollment process, you want to be asking closed-ended questions. And what a closed-ended question is something that really is more of a yes or no answer, whereas an open-ended question is more of an opinion. So you want to, toward the end of this process, because they've tried the product, they've, you know, gotten some information about the company and the compensation plan, that you're going to want to say, you know, what do you like most about the product? How was your product experience? Did you really, you know, do you find that your cravings were less? What is it that you really enjoyed about the product? You know, do you think you can hand out samples? You know, it's a yes or no question, and you kind of know the answer. So you kind of know that they're going to have a good experience on the product. You kind of know that they're going to say, yeah, I can hand out samples. And, you know, do you think that anybody else that you know would be interested in changing their health here in the new year of 2011? Well, yeah, of course. You know, people are going to be interested in that. So asking those kinds of questions is helpful. And once you get a couple of yeses, then, you know, to ask them, hey, you know, is this something that you can see yourself doing? Are you interested in joining? Let me show you, you know, what it's going to cost and how much you could potentially make. And, you know, you're just helping them to understand, you know, what this all looks like. Now, if you're talking to experienced networkers, it's different than if you're talking to somebody who knows little to nothing about network marketing and or maybe has never even had their own business. So, you know, let's talk about those two groups separately for a moment, and then we'll bring it all back together. And this opportunity is coming together with some things that we're doing behind the scenes where it's going to be very attractive to experienced networkers. And, you know, talking to experienced networkers is great because, you know, somebody else has trained them already. You know, they've gone through the learning curve and understand what is supposed to be done and hopefully picked up more good habits than bad and hopefully have a database of people that would be open to listening to them and that they're open to talking about, you know, this opportunity. And that's how they built their last business and that's how they're going to build this one. So, you know, asking them if they're currently in a network marketing program and if so, are they interested in transitioning or are they interested in multiple streams of income? Meaning, are they looking to stay where they are plus add potentially Purium as another source of income, or are they frustrated with their current opportunity to the point where they're really looking at doing something different? So understanding whether they're happy or whether they're not happy, there's no right or wrong answer, but it helps to lead the conversation because if they are happy and they're looking for multiple streams of income, then you're going to want to understand what they like about the current opportunity and why they're evaluating Purium and how this could help. If they're looking to transition, you know, right now there's a big shift going on in the network marketing world where a lot of companies that sell one juice product, you know, they're having challenges. So the growth in the network marketing industry was in nutrition, and the growth in the nutrition industry over the last 5 years has been a lot of companies that have one product. And that's kind of wearing out its welcome. And Purium is a very nice alternative for those people who feel like, gosh, I'm tired of talking about this one product. I'd rather talk about a company that has a more complete line of products. And so understanding where your prospect is, understanding what they like or what they don't like about their current opportunity, you know, oh, I love our compensation plan, but I hate that my upline provides no support. Well, okay, well, tell me what you like about our compensation plan. Well, it's a unilevel. Hey, perfect. Purium is a unilevel too. What? Why don't you like the support you're getting? Well, I never get any emails. I never hear from my upline. I don't know what's going on. Well, you know, I'll keep you informed. So understanding what that person wants, and oftentimes from a networker's perspective, it may be some intangibles that you weren't expecting. And so asking those questions are important. Now, if you're talking with somebody who's not a network marketer, somebody who's inexperienced in this industry or maybe even inexperienced in business, what you're going to find is a whole different set of questions coming up and a different dynamic that's going to happen because in the back of their mind, there are going to be more basic things that are still unanswered. And one of the things that comes up or doesn't come up and not expressed but is definitely an issue is this network marketing? Is this one of those multi-level marketing deals? Is this like Amway? Is this a pyramid? Is this a get-rich-quick scheme? You know, why aren't the products on store shelves? All those kinds of questions that come up, and this is where, to me, you know, the person who asks the questions, the person in control of the conversation, is, you know, have you had any personal experience with network marketing? Because a lot of times people are just trained to say, oh my gosh, you know, network marketing is bad, but they've never been in it. Oh, my cousin was, or my brother-in-law, or my sister-in-law, or, you know, they have second or third-hand information, whereas you can say, hey, I've got first-hand information, and in this economy, owning your own business is a good thing. You know, one of the other things that's really comforting to most people is I don't make money if you don't make money. I get paid to help you succeed. The bigger your team is, the more that happens for your business, the more that I'm also going to get paid because you're my first level person. I'm going to get paid on four levels of people that you bring in. That's exciting to me. So, you know, that's the reason we're talking. And so at some other point, we can go deeper into the objections that often come up from a junior person, but You know, the network marketing one, more often than not, you just need to help them to see things a little bit differently and to demystify it. You know, either with facts and figures and some of the stuff we've talked about on the belief training a couple weeks ago, or just common sense. One of the other things that I hear, especially in today's day and age, is an objection, is I'm too busy. I don't have time. I don't want to risk losing my job. Things are crazy right now. I'm exhausted. I barely have time for my wife, my family, my kids, you know, my husband. I don't get to bed late. You know, I'm a busy person. And, you know, one of the things that's neat in helping somebody see something differently is this business is all about leveraging other people's time. So if you're concerned as a busy person that you don't have enough time to get things done and to make the kind of money that you want and deserve, well, you know, you're probably not going to manufacture more time anytime soon. So let's use other people's time. And that's one of the things that's neat is you probably know a lot of people that have more time than you do. Oh, my gosh, my mother-in-law, she's retired. She sits around. She does nothing. Well, perfect. If she's got a lot of time, then let's talk to her because we're going to leverage other people's time. And, you know, we're not looking for you to quit your job. We're not looking for a full-time, you know, participation. We're just looking for some simple, steady participation in which you're going to hand out samples. That's your primary job, is you're going to be a professional sample hander-outer, and that's what you're going to do. And do you think you could do that? Well, yeah, I guess I could. Okay, cool. Well, you know, that's something that we're going to show you how to do. Another concern that people have is I'm not a salesperson. I don't like sales. I don't want to sell things to my friends and family. I'm new to town. I don't know a lot of people. So probably if you talk to folks that aren't experienced in network marketing, these are the sorts of things that every once in a while will pop up. And, you know, when somebody says they don't like sales, you know, one of the things that you certainly can say is, well, guess what? I'll do the selling for you. So all I need you to do is to hand out samples, direct them to a website, and after they've tried the sample, looked at the website, you get them on the phone with me. I'll be your salesperson. How do you like that? I work for you. So it's hard for somebody to say, no, I can't do that. But, you know, I mean, there's lots of other things you can say to somebody who says they don't like sales, but that ultimately, I think, is the easiest one to help them feel comfortable. So the goal is to try to find a win-win, and if somebody has a database of people, dozens, hundreds of people in their cell phone, dozens, hundreds of people in their email address list, and they're willing to contact those people and hand out samples, I guarantee you it's worth your time to follow up and call those people and help to close them, especially if that person is front level to you. So, you know, I'm no sales person. Certainly could be a good objection, but it's not something that should derail the whole conversation. The last one is I don't have any money. And especially in this economy, you know, that's an issue. You know, I can't afford this. But to be honest with you, I'm broke. I got credit card bills and, you know. Well, as far as a business opportunity goes, this is one of the least expensive. I mean, to have a free starter kit, a frictionless enrollment process with any order over $100, that's inexpensive. To have a, you know, a $75 a month auto ship and with shipping and handling and tax well under $100, that's inexpensive. These products are very value priced. And, you know, it really doesn't cost any money to check out this opportunity. So, you know, this is a get into profit quick, get rich slow program. And our goal would be to help this new person enroll three people. And if you can enroll three people, you're in profit, you've got your money back, and, you know, you're off to the races in building out a nice little front line and starting to leverage other people's time and effort and money. So, you know, if you can help somebody get over that mental hurdle of it's really not going to cost me anything, it's something that could make me money pretty quickly, even if it's not a lot of money, that's a good thing. And don't forget the tax benefits, especially for somebody who's a sophisticated business person but not necessarily a sophisticated networker. If they don't own their own business, you know, I mean, gosh, just the write-offs of cell phones and internet access and coffee and lunches and all that sort of stuff. I'm not a tax attorney, but you know, there's a lot of things that a business person or somebody who owns a small business can write off that that somebody who's an employee can't. So that's a lot to think about, but those are some things that come up on a regular basis. And the last one is, I want to think about it. You know, here I am, I'm a prospect, I've tried the product, I've looked at the website, I've listened to the three-minute message that that Dave left at Sandoval, and, you know, it all sounds good, but I need to talk it over with my husband. I need to talk it over with my wife. I want to sleep on it. You know, get back to me. So here are some important things. Number one is, that's fine. We want somebody to think about it. We want somebody to feel good about the decision. We don't want somebody to feel pressured. However, we do want to know where we stand right now before we leave the phone call or before we leave the meeting. So I would just ask them, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about things right now? Well, I feel like an 8. Okay, well, you feel like an 8. What would it take to get you to 10? You know, what are the parts and pieces you've seen or experienced that, you know, maybe aren't a 10? Well, you know, I tried the green product, but it didn't taste that good. Well, you know, we've got a lot of other products. I've got a protein shake right here in my bag that I can give to you that I really think you'll like. Or, you know, so if taste is an objection, then, you know, here's a solution. Or, you know, I saw the compensation plan, but I kind of don't understand, you know, how this works. Okay, well, let me show you. So oftentimes just asking somebody on a scale of 1 to 10 and identifying that, you can find out what their last objection is. Or if they just say, listen, you know, I feel like an 8, I'm just not sure, it sounds pretty interesting, you know, let me think about it and get back to you. Then, you know, to say, okay, well, when do you think that would be? Well, we got Christmas coming up and the holidays, how about you get back to me first of the year? Not a problem. So, you know, as long as you've got enough people in process and you're talking to enough folks on a regular basis, you'll be surprised if your follow-up is good and you write it down in your planner, you type it into your phone or however you do it, you're going to be surprised how quickly January 2nd pops up and you're going to call Mary, you're going to call Bill or Sue or whoever and say, hey, you know, we were talking and I know you were real serious about Purium. You were an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's New Year's time, New Year's resolution time. Everyone's looking to lose weight. Everyone's looking to earn more money. People are looking to improve their health. There's good things happening right now. You know, can we get started? And so, you know, that's kind of how the follow-up conversation will work. So, you know, don't get stressed out about, you know, anything other than making sure that you do a good, solid, complete tour, that you make sure that you emphasize, you know, the Power of 10 product that we're focusing on right now, the More Greens and the Apothecary, you know, the healthcare crisis going on, the timing of the new year and new tools and new programs and new branding and things coming out for Purium. And you know, as long as you feel like they've gotten a good sense of how the product and the business works, you know, then if they end up saying no, it probably means that the timing for them is not right. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about that because it may not be right. And if it's not right for them, then there's no point in forcing it. But if it is right for them, if you feel like there is a fit, if you feel like, you know, they're kind of understanding what this could mean to them, they just went through a personal health crisis, somebody in their family just went through a personal health crisis, they tried the product, they had a good experience, you know, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I really think this is a good fit. We've explored this. You've tried the product. You like the product. We went through the compensation plan. I'm here to support you. And, you know, let's make this happen. Let's make 2011, you know, a great year because big things are going to happen for Purium and for my business, and I want to do this with you. So, you know, the more sincere you are, the more serious you are, the more professional you are, the more focused you are on helping them to solve their problems, then good things are going to happen. And so as long as they've gotten all the information throughout the tour and you're asking them good questions and they feel like they've been heard, you know, then even if they say no, you can walk away feeling like you did your job and you presented the opportunity in the best way possible. And so if you're doing that 2, 3, 4 times a week or 2, 3, 4 times a month, you know, depending on what your financial goals are, then good things are going to happen. And if you're not doing it 2, 3, 4 times a week or 2, 3, 4 times a month, and you're not directing people to other folks, then chances are your business is not going to grow fast enough. So, you know, all of this conversation about enrolling is absolutely essential if you got people to enroll. So make sure that you're handing out enough samples, that you're talking about the New Year's, you're talking about the possibilities, and trying to find people who want to do business with you. And if you do all that, guaranteed good things will happen to you. So we're working on the inside here, behind the scenes, making some fun things happen, and going to be working right through the holidays and into the new year to try to roll out some new programs. And I'm confident that as good as this opportunity looks right now, it's going to look much, much, much better as we go through the first quarter of next year. So have a great night. We are not doing business opportunity calls on Thursday until we come back in January. So we got this Thursday off. Use it for your own personal recruiting efforts. And next Tuesday, we'll be talking about planning out your year for 2011, talking a little bit about business planning and goal setting and those sorts of things. But we still have a good solid week of work, if not more, coming up right now where we can be closing out business before we talk about planning for next year. So have a great night. Have a great week, and we'll catch you on Tuesday. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.